This is podtech.net. I'm Catherine Girardot here at Java One in San Francisco's Moscone Center. On Tuesday, May 16th, we went to the Mobility General Session put on by Sun Microsystems. It's hosted by Alan Brenner, VP Client Systems Group at Sun Microsystems. The session's theme was simplicity and innovation, where the market is today, and what developers can do with Java and mobile devices. In part three of the podcast, you'll hear how mobile platforms are driving media convergence and convergence of services across markets.
The next thing I want to talk about is the strength of Java's presence in mobile is creating opportunities to connect services delivered through mobile devices to services available on, in other kinds of devices, such as set-top box or even desktop systems. And Java through its mobile presence is fueling opportunities to link these technologies and link these applications so that consumers can get services that combine the benefits of multiple devices. And to sort of give you a sense of how that dynamic is playing out, I'd like to invite Jared Peterson, a director of developer programs from Sprint Nextel, to the stage. Hi, Jared. Welcome. So, Jared, maybe you could start by talking a bit about how Sprint Nextel is taking advantage of the Java ME platform on your network.
Sure. Well, Java has been fantastic for Sprint Nextel. Sprint was the first carrier in the U.S. to launch a Java-labeled handset. It was a project close to your heart, I know.
Yep.
And for those of you who were around back then, you know, it didn't start off like gangbusters, like anything. You know, some growing pains, but I can say 5 years later, Java is as important to Sprint strategy as anything. You know, I can't say it's number one ahead of everything else, but certainly nothing is more important than.
I didn't hear that. What did you say?
Java is as important to anything.
That's great. Thank you.
As Sprint strategy. Sure. And I'll tell you. I mean, wireless data has really been the place where Sprint has tried to, you know, put a stake in the ground. One of the things for those of you know the carrier space is the percentage of revenue that we can get from voice is in a slow decline. I mean, we wish we could get more and more dollars every month from our users, but truthfully...
My kids are helping.
Thank you for that. But what we're trying to do is get them addicted to games and other Java
applications.
They're
there too.
So really, if you look at it, what Sprint has been able to do, really powered by Java, is make sure that our users are embracing data in a way to offset our declining revenues or declining average monthly revenues for users. So, you know, we're up to about 49 million customers now. Almost all of those have Java-enabled handsets, either MIDP1 or MIDP2. We're very active with MIDP3 and really can't wait for that. So, you know.
Brings a lot of new functionality. So, how does the Java platform in mobile help you move to the next step of converged services?
Well, you know, I would say this, and this one's very close to the heart because I'm responsible for developer programs at Sprint Nextel. So really what I'm here to do is make it easy for third parties to innovate using the Sprint Nextel network. Now, the way we do that really is by being open with developers. It's pretty satisfying when you talk about a lot of these stats is really a lot of it has been driven by Sprint Nextel. We look at Groove Mobile is the force behind the Sprint Music Store, which was the first full track over the air download music store in the U.S. If you look at ESPN, that is on the Sprint network. So in terms of innovating, I was watching Jonathan Schwartz speak yesterday talking about innovation happens elsewhere.
Right.
Absolutely what we believe. And the way we do that is really by giving developers an open platform to work with and tremendous developer tools. So one of the announcements we made this week is a new Sprint wireless toolkit and a new customized version of NetBeans 5.0 IDE, which we call the Sprint Mobility IDE, and has been a tremendous collaboration with Sun to get our developers by far the best mobile development tools I have ever seen since Java ME launched.
So your developers have great tools, lots of opportunity on the network. There's a lot of innovation happening in the mobile space. And what's Sprint doing to sort of take that forward into converged services, through, for example, the Sprint cable operator joint venture?
Well, convergence, as we all know, is, I'll tell just a personal story with convergence. I love the word convergence, but I'm bombarded by it on a daily basis. And so it's a little bit painful to talk about, but convergence, when we talk about wireless and wireline, is probably never more evident than a big announcement Sprint had about 6 months ago, where we formed a joint venture with four leading cable operators, Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, Advance Newhouse, to form a joint venture where we can really do a quadruple play for customers, which is offer video, wireless voice and data, cable telephony, and the fourth I've forgotten, but I'll come back to it.
let me
talk a little bit for developers. So really, what this joint venture is going to do is open up tremendous amount of integration between what you see in the home with the cable network and what you see with the user's wireless phone.
That's great. Well, thanks very much, Jared.
Thank you.
And
I would like to make one last plug, which
we are
a silver sponsor of the event. I talked about our developer tools, which is the Sprint Wireless Toolkit, which is a free toolkit that you can get on CD that we have down in our booth. So I would definitely recommend anybody who's interested in mobility to come take advantage of that.
That's great. Thanks. Okay. So hopefully by now we've convinced you that the opportunities and the results that are currently available and soon to come are pretty impressive. The capabilities of Java ME and mobile phones, the opportunity to link services and developer capabilities in the mobile space to related markets are all really impressive and really quite stunning. And that both the innovation and the simplifying programs and tools that we've brought to market are making a difference to enable developers to create really astounding applications for us all.